My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Tahara. Today we begin Chapter 8, Mishnah number 1. We are going to be talking a little bit more about Amei Haaretz Amaratzim, people who are not careful and do not have regard for the laws of purity and impurity. Hadar im Am Haaretz Bechatzer. Let's say you share a courtyard with a Am Haaretz neighbor. Back in the ancient Near East, many, many cities had city plans. They were designed around shared courtyards, and this pervades much of many examples in Shas. I think of a Shutvin, for instance. So people often lived in houses that were built around a shared courtyard, and a lot of cases in Shas come up assessing situations where that come out of that shared property. Hadarim ma'amars b'chatzer. So you share a yard with your neighbor. V'shachach kelim b'chatzer, and you forgot your stuff there. You forgot your vessels there, your tools, clothes, whatever. Afilu chaviot mukafot samit piel. Even if they were jars with tightly fitting covers, they were sealed. Oh, tanur mukaf samit piel. Or you have an oven with a tightly fitting cover. The oven is obviously much too heavy to carry. Harei elutmin, all of this stuff is tame. All of this stuff is tame, by the way. Even though previously we had if it was tightly sealed, that we said it was a, we didn't say it was a full amount of tumah. But here's a full amount of tumah, because if you're sharing a courtyard, that means you're also sharing a courtyard not just with the Am Haaretz man, but with his Am Haaretz wife, who's likely a nida. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taher batanur. Rabbi Yehuda, this verse, he says the oven is different. Bizmash hu mukaf sami pitil, when it is sealed, because it's too big to push around. So we don't have to worry about that kind of tumor. Rabbi Yosef Omer, afa tanur tamer. Rabbi Yosef differs. Ashi asel mechitza gvo aser tzvachim, until you make a partition, a mechitza that is 10 hand breadths high. The reason Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because he thinks that there's a gzera, that Chazal made a gzera. Mechubar atush ein she'en mechubar. We are gozer. We decree against things that are attached to the ground, because maybe you won't learn to tell the difference between something that's attached to the ground and not attached to the ground. But if you but if you create this partition, that will serve as a functioning reminder. We do not pass in life Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah number 2, Hamak Mafkid Kelim Etzel Am Haaretz. If you leave your vessels with an Am Haaretz, not just like leave, but you entrust them to an Am Haaretz to take care of them for you, Tmeim Tmeimet Utmeim Midras. They are up the wazoo Tuma. Tumas Meit and Tuma Midras. Ima Kiroshahu Echel B'Truma. If the Am Haaretz you're leaving the stuff with knows that you are an Ochel Truma, it's like your name is Mr. Cohen, and he knows that you are Ochel Truma, so then, so he'll recognize that he's supposed to be careful, but again, he's ignorant, he's unlettered, and he's not particularly careful, so he won't know exactly how careful to be. Teharin Tmeimeit, Aval Tmein, Midras. So they are free of tumas meit, because the guy is going to be sensitive enough not to bring a dead corpse into contact with the kli. Aval tmein midras, but they still have midras impurity, because his wife is still nida, and things aren't going to change on that front. Rabbi Yosei Omer, im asar lo teva mele'a begadim. So if they give him a chest full of clothing, so then it really depends. Bizman shehi rutseset, when it's tightly packed, tmein midras, then it has midras impurity, because if his wife sits on it, then she's actively pushing around the clothing. She's in contact, so to speak, with the clothing, since it is tightly packed. So once you sit on it, you're sitting on the clothing. He may not sets it. Let's say it's not tightly packed. It's mean madaf. It's a lower level impurity. Even though the key, clarification point, even if the key is still in your hands, so this isn't like we're worried that they opened up the chest and played with the clothes or played dress up or what. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that even as she is sitting on the chest, we have to assess whether if it's tightly packed, then she's sitting on those clothes and she's moving budging those clothes around. And if it's not tightly packed, then we have an issue of Heset. Then we're able to move the chest around, and consequently the clothes, and that's why we get madaf impurity, which is slightly lower. Thanks for joining us today. That's all for now. We will see you tomorrow.